producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, Jonathan, if we start the Sacred Fire of Liberty here, of course we talk about rekindling it and defending it here domestically, but also there are global interests, there are international interests that are legitimate, and it looks like we're in retreat as Putin and Russia have just kind of buddied up to Syria, as they have for years, but at this time said, you guys at the U.S., Obama, take a back seat. We got this ISIS thing handled and whatever else they want. So, Jonathan, it's a different day. We're watching the empire in decline, are we not?
Well, the United States is an empire, and it should be a bastion of liberty to defend liberty wherever its interests are around the world. And the problem that we have fundamentally is that we have a president who's abandoned the defense of this empire so transparently that its enemies everywhere are moving to consume it piecemeal. And that's what Putin, and that's what Khomeini in Iran, and that's what China's premier are all interested in doing. They're interested in, as well as ISIS, they're interested in taking apart the American empire and turning their weapons ultimately upon us. But the first move is to roll back American power and influence wherever it exists in the world.
Well, isn't this about access to resources? I mean, this has always been the case for empire. We need to have access. We need to open up the shipping lanes, all of that, establish the beachheads, etc. And, of course, you know, Russia's doing it in their national interest. Not that there are national interests, but, my goodness, how did we get here? If Obama can be said to be incompetent in terms of foreign policy, doesn't he have anybody guiding him here?
Well, unfortunately, he refuses to take the advice of senior advisors in the Pentagon. The Joint Chiefs of Staff have been balking at everything from his rapid de-escalation of American forces overseas to his unilateral statement that all of them would be out by a date certain, to his agreement with Iran, to his efforts to appease the interests of Putin by not taking any serious step to alter his invasion of the Crimea. They have been rejected at every, rebuffed at every turn, and many of them are to blame, I think, for not resigning in the face of what are clearly steps that create a huge risk to American national security and interests. We are now very, very vulnerable. We are losing our role in the world, and we are losing our fight against a massive terrorist organization that is successfully breeding new volunteer terrorists in our own country. We are being eaten alive, and this president is doing nothing but fueling the movement to take us down. He is causing this empire to crumble.
We got Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, has a hotline now to Putin in Russia. You know, evidently doesn't have that with Obama. you know, now setting up and going, okay, the sphere of influence is changing. We better plan ahead. I mean, this is really a sea change, a very rapid sea change.
I don't believe that Netanyahu is interested in aligning himself with Russia. I'm quite certain he is not interested in doing that. He is interested in protecting the interests of Israel, and he finds himself, as was starkly made apparent at the United Nations,
yes,
all alone. He is in a country besieged by those who wish to destroy his people based on racist grounds, anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic grounds. The Iranians want to obliterate his country and are fueling acts of terror against his country, are supplying weapons, are supplying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of munitions to cause acts of terror within his own country. He's in a state of siege. They are in a state of war 24 hours a day. So he has made it clear with his address at the United Nations that they are not going to sit by and allow this to happen. They will act unilaterally, even if there is no one in the world who will come to their support. That is something we as Americans should respect and should appreciate. And this president, Obama, has done nothing but undermine the relationship with Israel and make Israel feel as though it is entirely alone when it's our greatest ally in the Middle East.
Well, let's bring in WorldNet Daily contributor and our good friend Cheryl Chumley into the mix here, talking about this foreign policy debacle. It keeps getting weirder and weirder as we watch this, going, how does he not see what's happening here? Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So your perspective, what are you hearing inside the Beltway? I mean, obviously, the alliance, if you will, or the support for Israel crosses both parties very often. You'll find unanimity on that with a little bit of dissent. They've got to be a little concerned in Washington as to what's happening there.
Well, now the latest is John Kerry has come out and said that the United States is okay with Russia taking the lead in attacks on Syria, which is kind of an odd position because at the same time, Pentagon officials are confirming that the strikes that Russia is going forth with is not against ISIS as originally reported. It's actually against the very same rebels that America had been supporting months ago. So once again, America is in kind of this ridiculous position because of the failure of the Obama administration to forge and continue with a strong foreign policy. And as Jonathan said, now we're seeing the fruits of those lackadaisical labors. Now you have Putin on the national scale taking over, and America kind of receding into the background.
I mean, it's really looking like a flip-flop of what we've known in our entire lifetime as far as the role, the lead role in this foreign policy area, which has always been a tinderbox, as we know. But now with Russia engaging in the way they are and the U.S. feeling very weak, according to Kerry, if we're going to go, Russia, yeah, go ahead, have at it. I'm a little bit at a loss. I know what's going on in a larger scheme of things, because these things have been battled about forever, but it's the first time in my memory that we're actually on the losing side of the influence.
Well, you know, when you embrace your... I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, remember, Jonathan, I think we actually had this discussion a year ago on your radio show where we were talking about Syria at the time. It was believed that Assad had unleashed chemical weapons on his own people, and America drew the red line. Obama kept insisting on a red line, but what finally happened is Putin had to come in and settle the tensions, and he did it by getting Assad to turn over the chemical weapons stash that he supposedly didn't even possess. So at that point, Putin actually came onto the international stage as first place, and America took second place.
Right. And one of the things that is underlying all this, of course, is this notion of blurring the distinction between friends and enemies. That is Obama's hallmark, to embrace the Iranians who are our dedicated enemies and want to destroy the United States, to embrace Cuba, even though the regime in Cuba is a repressive communist regime that has so many political prisoners, and to ignore all that and to embrace them instead, to let all of those prisoners in Gitmo who are responsible for atrocities and who are also dedicated enemies of the United States to be released, to create a situation where we abandon our role entirely in defense of our interests around the world. I mean, this is the act of someone who is apparently dreadfully confused as to who our friends are and who our enemies are, in such a way that, you know, if you're on the other side and you're interested in destroying the United States and Israel or whatever other country in the region, and you know that forever the United States has been your enemy, and suddenly you see walk in the door the Secretary of State with a hand outstretched saying, "Welcome, brother. We're going to talk to you about how we might just work together." That is utter nonsense. And the enemy doesn't perceive that as a sign of magnanimity. The enemy perceives that as a sign of weakness. Okay, here's an opportunity now. Let's exploit it. These people are fools. How were we so blessed with such foolishness on the part of our enemies? They have all of this arsenal available to defend their interests, and they won't use it.
Well, I would say that the Government Indoctrination Center, a.k.a. public schools, have done a bang-up job in dumbing down the American populace to allow for this to happen. At the same time, there are nuances to the discussion, because when we say empire, I don't know that we wanted to be an empire that dictated or nation-build around the world. That's a whole other scenario here that I want to make that distinction between. But here, to lose that level of influence, of course, ultimately we see these wars of... I guess for oil, ultimately, because we know that's the engine that drives the world at this point, and the diminishing returns that are out there make it all the more crucial to secure what is left.
Well, I think John F. Kennedy put it well in his inaugural address, and this is something that is antithetical to the doctrine of Obama, that the United States will pay any price, bear any burden, defend any friend, and oppose any foe to ensure the survival and success of liberty. Now, that was the credo of the United States in its view of the world. Defense of liberty was our hallmark. This was going to be a nation that would be a bastion of liberty and would defend the interests of liberty around the world. That is what he has abandoned. And that is the empire that is collapsing.
Defense of liberty. I mean, that it's a noble concept. It's an actual one that... had some workability, but it seems like we've abandoned that. Listen, we got to take a break coming up now, and Cheryl Chumley has a new piece there at WorldNet Daily, and it relates to what Trump said about the conflict. Thank you. About the conflict there in the Middle East, particularly Russia's use of force in Syria. I'm curious to hear what she has to say about what Trump said. Stick around. All the links are up in the show notes momentarily at robertscottbell.com. You got Giannis Enemord, you got Cheryl Chumley, and we'll be joined by Norm Singleton at the bottom of the hour from Campaign for Liberty. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, any of our listeners out in Dallas, Texas, I'm heading your way tomorrow for the weekend. We got a homeoprophylaxis seminar. We're going to be talking about ways to reduce and prevent disease without vaccines. Oh, my gosh, that's a censored topic. You never hear that discussed. We've got a whole weekend of medical professionals coming from all over the world to be with us in Dallas, and you can be there, too. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We are talking global perspectives on liberty right now with Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley from WND. Cheryl, I found your article on Trump. What did he say, Trump, about Syria and Putin? What did he say?
Well, in essence, he basically said that he doesn't have a problem with Russia, not America, taking the lead on rooting out rebels or ISIS. His problem is he's not sure who the good guys are over there on the ground. They're hard to sift through. And he is okay with America taking out ISIS, but right now he thinks that America should take the slow and wait-and-see type of attitude, let Russia go in, do their bombing, do their strikes, do their attacks, and so forth. And he's predicting that what's going to happen is Russia is going to get into this long, drawn-out conflict where they're akin to Afghanistan when they went in there, mm-hmm. and they're basically going to fizzle in the end. And he said we should wait and see what happens with Russia's attack so we can better formulate a strategy of our own.
But this isn't the same as Afghanistan, though, is it, Jonathan?
Well, no, it isn't. And, you know, it's not a question, like you said earlier, we should not be in the business of empire building. We should not be in the business of taking over a country and establishing a puppet regime. Trump may be correct that it'll be difficult for Russia to control Syria, whatever it eventually becomes. But they think they can control Assad because of the long-term relationship, and their goal here is simply to keep Assad in power. Now, I don't have any particular interest in eliminating Assad, but I do have an interest in eliminating ISIS, and that's in our interest, and it's also in our interest not to have Assad aligned with Russia. And I think the solution to the problem is simple. It's not that we can predict who's going to be replacing Assad and whether they're going to be good or bad, or whether the rebels who are fighting Assad are going to turn on us. But the point is, you just obliterate your enemies. I mean, we should be taking out ISIS, and if we've got to make a decision. If Assad is something we can live with, or Assad is something that we have to take out. But Assad and Russia combined is not something that we want to see. So I think that we ought to create no-fly zones over the areas where the rebel forces are that fight Assad in order to just prevent Russia from solidifying its total control over Syria and its unity with Assad, to create an environment of instability where freedom fighters, if they are there, can have a fighting chance. And then if those people come into power over Assad, our message all the way through should be clear. If you are an ally and you don't turn and support terrorism or oppose the United States, you will survive. If you do oppose us or turn your back on us or become a traitor to us, we will obliterate you just like we've obliterated your enemies, the ISIS.
Cheryl,
that's what we need to be clear about our foreign policy. Sure. We don't have any foreign policy with Obama.
No, it's muddy at best. And Cheryl, what was the response to Trump's statement on Fox when he said it? I mean, is this something that, as Jonathan said, there's a basis for saying that because there's historical precedent and bogging down and things. But what was the response to Trump's statements?
Well, the Fox News three co-hosts were shocked, mostly because Trump is so bold. And as a matter of fact, speaking of empire building, he's been one of the few politicians or few leaders in the nation to advocate for actually taking over resources. He wants to go overseas and not just wipe out our enemies, but then take over their oil resources and establish a permanent American presence there. So he takes that empire building seriously, and on this particular point, he is adopting a more wait-and-see attitude, which is the same one that John Kerry came out and said. So take it for what it's worth, but in the end, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what would Obama do, and we all know what he's going to do. He's going to talk this to death, and it's going to be a diplomatic quagmire for America. ISIS is going to continue to spread. Russia's influence is going to continue to expand, and the next president that comes on is going to have a completely different situation anyhow.
Cheryl Chumley, always appreciate your insight. We're up on a break here. We got Norm Singleton coming up. We'll talk more about this. And you know what's interesting, Jonathan, too, we can add to this, is that Trump is a businessman. He's looking at this as a business acquisition. And that's where I get concerned, because he doesn't have a constitutional basis. It's all about, hey, I'm a corporation. I raid other corporations. I buy them out. Whatever. It's mine now. I wonder where that's going to go. Interesting. We'll be back with more Sacred Fire of Liberty after this break.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zero. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, each week we rekindle the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan E. Moore, the author of a great number of books, Rise of Tyranny, Restore the Republic, and link through to his site, emoore.com. We always enjoy Cheryl Chumley on, and we also joined momentarily by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan, any last words on Cheryl? I think you let the world know how you feel about what's going on in the Middle East.
Well, that's certainly, I think I did, but I just, one of the things that people need to understand is that Assad's regime has actually been a financial supporter of ISIS. And so by Putin coming in defense of Assad, he really is backing indirectly, but still clearly foreseeably, ISIS. And so it comes no surprise that he's simply bombing the anti-Assad forces, which we help finance, and is not hitting ISIS. He wouldn't want to because ISIS is directing itself against the United States and Israel, two of the enemies of the of Russia. So it's to his advantage not to not to do anything about ISIS in Syria and to try to prevent us from being able to attack ISIS in Syria.
All is definitely not what it seems overseas. But how about domestically? We had some interesting events occur in the last week as John the Crybaby Boehner, I'm sorry, did I say that, says he's retiring, he's stepping down. And, of course, the next Speaker of the House will be who? Will it be a McCarthy, an establishment pick? Will it be a Tea Party pick? Will it be someone we thought was done with Congress? Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, fill us in.
Well, there is a movement. I don't know if you'd call it a movement, but there's been talk about the fact that Ron Paul would make a perfect choice for Speaker. You know, you don't have to be a Speaker to, you don't have to be a
Member of the House?
Member of the House. To be Speaker, and there's nothing to get, so there's no reason a former member can't be Speaker. And of course, Ron would do a good job, I think, as Speaker in terms of making sure that there was bipartisanship and compromise on cutting spending, bipartisanship on cutting taxes and ending the Fed and or at least auditing the Fed and just advancing a liberty agenda. And of course, though, that's unlikely to happen, but it is something nice to think about. And I think that one of the reasons that this is brought up is people are tired of dealing with the not so much the failure to move the pro-liberty agenda, but more the fact that, as Dave Brat pointed out in response to former Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who Brat defeated in a primary last year, it's not so much that the Republican establishment failed to deliver great things. It's that when they run for promise for office, and, you know, Brat had this this thing where or Cantor, rather, I'm sorry, had this not contract, but like the agenda for America that said we're going to fight to repeal Obamacare, we're going to fight to cut taxes and cut spending. And they never really did that. It was the conservatives and libertarians were constantly told, we can't fight this now. We can't shut down the government. And the only times they ever really fought was in 2011 on the debt ceiling. And out of that, they got sequestration, which was, even though it's insufficient and a lot of it is just cuts in the projected rate of growth, it was the only attempt to restrain spending since the Clinton years when Gingrich forced Clinton to agree to spending cuts. And the only other thing that we've really gotten was the Obamacare shutdown, and that turned out to be a disaster, but that was because the leadership was dragged kicking and screaming into that fight.
Yes.
So I think it's a failure to fight, and I think people know that Congress and Paul will, while always being a gentleman, while never personalizing issues, will always be someone who will stand forth on his principles.
But is it a shoe-in thing? Is the establishment pick at this point the McCarthy, or is there somebody else emerging?
Well, it looks like, I know we talked about Justin Amash, who is a Ron Paul-like opponent of big government in all areas. He was called by the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who actually came from the same state as Justin, Al-Qaeda's best friend,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, a pretty good when one of the defenders of the Snoop State calls you Al-Qaeda's best friend, you're probably doing something right. But Justin, I don't think, is even running for the position. But what's likely to happen is Kevin McCarthy, he's right now wooing all the conservative groups right now. He's trying to tell them that he's against that he's not like Boehner. And he is – two couple interesting things about him. One, he's in the past has been a supporter of Audit the Fed, and he's always been fairly helpful with Audit the Fed, unlike Eric Cantor was. Of course, Speaker Boehner was also somewhat friendly to Audit the Fed. And the other thing is, though, right after he took over Majority Leader after Cantor's defeat, he said McCarthy announced that he was opposed to the Export-Import Bank, which is either a principled stance or he saw that opposition to things like XM was part of what got Cantor defeated. But either way, he seems to be maybe a little bit more willing to listen to and respect and deal with the Tea Party caucus.
Well, I'm looking for opposition somewhere. Opposition to the big Republican-Democrat love affair with big government. As we say, Obamacare's still there. I don't know that there's any proposal by establishment Republicans to actually repeal it. And even Trump, who has been interesting on some things, says, well, I'll just replace it and, you know, give you universal, everybody's covered. I'm thinking, what is that? Jonathan, I'm confused about, is there a loyal opposition party at this point?
Well, it's really disgusting, and I think this is something that Ron Paul would end right away if he were ever Speaker of the House, is this business of basically having control over the committee process such that you don't allow any bill to get on the floor of the House that you disagree with or that your party disagrees with, so that you have a stranglehold on what's up for a vote, and that you really hide from the public opportunities to see how people vote on issues that are critical to our future. So, you know, they prevent audit the Fed from getting on the floor, or they prevent efforts at defunding Obamacare from getting on the floor and having a serious vote, or they use various procedural mechanisms to prevent it, a vote. And all of that is just a defeat of democracy. It is a breakdown in our system of representative government. And it's fundamentally wrong. I mean, it's dictatorial overlay over the democratic process. And until that's broken down, we're not going to have a government that can restore the republic. And that's why I think if Ron Paul were Speaker of the House, you wouldn't see him use those procedural mechanisms to prevent votes from coming up. He would suffer the votes, even the votes he didn't like, the bills that he didn't like, to be voted upon, and allow the public to see if you're going to sell the nation down, you know, the river, stand up and be counted, and we'll deal with you at election time. But to use these mechanisms to keep things like audit the Fed from coming up for a vote, you know, this is scandalous when you've got such an enormous number of members who would vote for audit the Fed.
Well, does that mean the next target on the let's say so-called Tea Party, whoever they're called now, that are opposing establishment Republicans, are they going to go after Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader?
Well, there's been some talk about that. I think that we'll have to see what happens. You know, hopefully Senator McConnell will fulfill his promise, and the fact that he's a co-sponsor and give us a Senate vote on audit the Fed, hopefully he'll continue to be strong on the rights of political speech. And unfortunately, though, the way that he handled this threat of a shutdown, by kind of waving the white flag, I think that's really what disparages Republican and conservative and libertarian activists, is when they see the Republican Senate leader say, well, I wanted to fund Planned Parenthood, but we're not going to be able to do it in August. Why not say, I want to defend Planned Parenthood, so what I'm going to do is, the first week we're back, I'm going to put a continuing resolution that denies funding to Planned Parenthood on the Senate floor. If the Democrats veto it, I'm going to wait till the House votes on one the next week, and we're going to put that, and that's going to pass, and then I'm going to vote on that one again, and we're going to keep making Senate Democrats vote on that, and we're going to let President Obama explain to the people why, after those videos, he thinks that the funding Planned Parenthood is so important that he is going to close the government.
Yeah, but not to raise the issue again of Republicans who aren't really for the republic. when they talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, a lot of the Republicans say, well, we can compromise. We can say, as long as it's not going toward abortion. I'm thinking, where's the constitutional basis for funding an organization like Planned Parenthood to begin with?
Well, yeah, right. Of course. That's.
I mean, Jonathan, that's where we should be starting.
Well, you know, each of these things should be brought up individually for a vote. And as Norm's saying, you know, put it to a vote. Let us vote on this. Even if it's not tied to the funding bill, separately bring it up to defund Planned Parenthood and get a vote on it. And these mechanisms to prevent it from coming to a vote is what's frustrating. And what's also enormously frustrating is the unilateral surrender approach of Boehner and of McConnell, where before there has even been a vote, they say, oh, well, we don't have enough votes, so let's not bring this up for a vote. That's just total self-destruction. It's kind of like the mirror image of Obama's foreign policy applied domestically. I mean, you assume you're going to lose, so you just don't bring it up for a fight. What kind of leadership does that show?
Well, exactly, and I think that's what the struggle is with this Republican Party and the people that were called the Tea Party, whatever, the Liberty Movement within it, of course, Campaign for Liberty stepping up as they have been since their inception. The question is, where does this all shake out? And what about the DARC Act? When we come back, we'll ask Norm Singleton about this anti-freedom, anti-federalism legislation that's sitting right now in the Senate about GMO labeling.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss a show or miss the great commentary that we get here each week with Jonathan Emord, Norm Singleton, Cheryl Chumley, and the like, we've got archives available instantly from our syndicator, GCN. Of course, Natural News Radio picks it up the day after. And then we've got iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, and Across the Pond are hearing us in the United Kingdom on UKHealthRadio.com. So appreciate all of y'all being here. And Jonathan, appreciate you so very much.
Well, thank you, Norm, and thank you, Robert. And we are looking now for Norm's opinion on the DARK Act. The DARK Act is in the Senate now. It's before the Senate Agriculture Committee. Initially, people thought that this was going to stall in the Senate because, contrary to what was represented by those enthusiasts who were supporting it, it lacked any Democratic support whatsoever, thanks to the effective lobbying against this dreadful measure. And but of late, Republicans say in the Senate that they will move the bill through the Ag Committee, even if they don't have any Democratic support, and get it on the floor of the Senate. And I just want to give a brief recap. This is the bill that would preempt all state labeling laws for GMOs. It would require companies that sell genetically modified ingredients in their foods to at least reveal those that they do in fact have genetically modified ingredients. In addition, this bill creates a prior restraint on the right to communicate truthfully the absence of GMOs in foods by requiring every company that would like to say they sell a GMO-free food to first get Federal Department of Agriculture certification of a food plan acceptable to the Department of Agriculture. So it creates a prior restraint on freedom of speech as well as preempt state law. So let's turn it to Norm. What's likely to happen here, Norm?
Well, interestingly, I have not heard anything about this bill moving to the floor this year. And as we were just talking about before, getting something out of committee doesn't necessarily mean it will go to the floor. What I think plus the lack of Democrat support means it could have a tough time reaching the 60-vote threshold, depending on the rule that it's brought under. That said, don't take anything for granted. The companies backing this, as Jonathan knows and Robert knows, are very powerful. And it's unfortunate that the that the Republicans are pushing this bill, because whatever you think of the issues of GMOs and labeling, the Republican Congress was elected on one of their promises was that they would restore federalism.
Well, the concept of states' rights, 10th Amendment, that, you know,
right.
things that are not passed in pursuance with the Constitution, you know, can be overturned by a simple nullification. They don't have to have an act of Congress or even go to the Supreme Court just when they say, nope, we're not complying because there's no basis for it.
And also, as Jonathan points out, you know, this is an attack on free speech. It's the idea that you have to go to the federal government to label your food non-GMO, because of some bureaucrat is going to, what is the FDA or the Ag Department is going to tell you what non-GMO means, and there'll be this written, as opposed to letting individual companies decide it, and then let the market decide if these companies, if consumers believe that, let folks like Consumer Reports investigate if there's any mislabeling going on here. You know, leave it up to state regulators. But this type of it's a prior restraint case, and it illustrates the folly of the constant Supreme Court blessed idea that commercial speech gets lower protection than political or other speech. So,
well, and Jonathan has been battling this in the belly of the beast for years now, better than anybody.
Yes. So this bill really needs to be this bill really needs to be killed, and hopefully it won't even get out of committee this year. There's a lot of Republicans I can't imagine wanting to support a bill like this.
I'm hoping, Norm, that Campaign for Liberty can educate some of these Republicans on it if they're not clear on it. That would be great. Jonathan, we are out of time, my friend, but the sacred fire of liberty will fire on.
Wonderful.
It's always great to have you guys together with us here, restoring that sacred fire of liberty and reminding each and every one of you, although there's an hour left to go, it's still true that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.